According to the Australian High Commissioner in Nairobi, Mr. Geoff Tooth, the Australian Community Engagement Programme has contributed immensely in reducing poverty in a number of African countries through food security schemes, maternal and child health, and water and sanitation, with a particular attention to women, children, and people living with a disability. According to Australian High Commissioner in Nairobi, Mr. Geoff Tooth, a number of African communities in Ethiopia, Ghana, Kenya, Malawi, Mozambique, Rwanda, and South Africa are actively involved in the program. It is the second year of the program.
This is the second year of the program and of a five-year program. And what we were launching today was an annual report showing where we've come in the period, the first part of the program. And we're very gratified to see some successes, but we think there's much more we can do. And the program works, we think, because it engages the community, it engages NGOs that are heavily involved with the community. It's not often possible for governments to engage to the sort of extent that NGOs with a community base can. So we're quite delighted with that part of the program and that they can really deliver. As a High Commissioner, I'm responsible for the Australian taxpayer money. The Australian taxpayers want to do good things in Africa, want to do things that change people's lives in Africa.
The program has improved the health of more than 15,000 women and children through providing modern family planning methods, child vaccination, and safe and clean baby delivery services.
My name is Anna Onduga from Plan International in Kenya, working in Homa Bay County. This program in our area has been able to help the communities change their perception to life. So attitude change is actually helping them realize their rights to health services like maternal child health, HIV and AIDS, sexual reproductive health, and they've also now engaged actively in economic empowerment projects, that is village savings and loaning activities that is supporting them. The sources of funds are actually limited, and that is why our particular project is based on empowerment rather than service delivery, so that they are able to use their own resources, inherent resources, to be able to do their development. So we are not delivering services, but giving them the capacity to be able to use what is available within the community, and also to engage the government, taking advantage of the devolved system of government that has brought services closer to the people.
The Nairobi office of the Australian funded program covers seven African countries, including the Horn of Africa. Australian High Commissioner in Nairobi, Geoff Tooth.
I cover seven African countries. I see on the ground in Uganda and in Tanzania and Rwanda and the countries I cover. I see very close engagement between the NGO communities and the local communities. And I'm sure that's the case with the Oxfam project I think we're involved with in South Africa. That's right. It's a WASH health and sanitation program there. Every experience I've had so far suggests that the engagement levels are high. That the money is being used well, but it's also being used sympathetically with the local communities in terms of understanding what the greatest needs are and delivering on that.
And according to one of the coordinators of the program, Alice Oyaro, the program covers a period of 5 years.
It's a 90 million program over 5 years. So averagely for each year you have 18 million, but that's spread across the 11 African countries, and Kenya, Tanzania, and Malawi are our biggest beneficiaries under the ACES program. So they have, you know, they have the largest budgets, and in the annual report we have detailed figures on how much was spent in each country for the year that's just gone by.
But some of the non-government organizations in East Africa are worried of the sustainability of donor funding and creating dependence on foreign aid, despite the increasing challenges facing poor communities.
My name is Jacqueline Rioba. I work as an assistant director for operations. Of course, there's always the discussion about creating dependency with aid. We are very well aware that the mandate for the government is to provide service to the community. And we understand that there are challenges, even with the government, in terms of reaching out to the communities or to the whole country. And that is why the government invites partners such as Australian Aid and other donors to come in and fill in the gap. It's not that they are coming to replace what the government is doing, but they're coming to complement what the government is doing. For instance, in the rolling out of the community health units, this is where you want to strengthen the capacity of the community health workers so that they are able to deliver services directly to the community. When we work together like this, hand in hand with the government, we're able to address some challenges like shortage of staff. The reason why this foreign aid is timed is so that even as at the point of discussing and engaging with the donor to get funding, we're already looking at the end from the beginning. We are looking at how will we transition, how will we be able to implement this project so that there is some level of sustainability, so that when the funding is pulled, we have worked with the community and left them at a level whereby when the funding reduces, then there are systems and structures that have been set that can continue even with the departure of the donor.
In East Africa, the program has been implemented in conjunction with other international organizations such as the World Vision, Plan International, and various religious organizations. Reporting for Channel Africa, Mwaigikonyo in Nairobi.